This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting between Russian and Ukrainian forces continues to rage near Europe's biggest nuclear power plant in a Russian-held area of eastern Ukraine. The clashes on Friday came as inspectors from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency expressed concern over the power plant's physical integrity, but they didn't blame either warring side. The International Atomic Energy Agency head said that he expects to produce a report early next week after his team visit to the plant and will brief the UN Security Council on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Kremlin-backed local officials said one reactor that had been shut down on Thursday was restarted. Ukraine alleges that Russia is using the plant as a shield to launch attacks. And again, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said that he and his team saw everything they asked to see at that power plant. Rafael Mariano Grassi told reporters in Vienna that his major concern would be that the plant's physical integrity, the power supply, and the welfare of the staff. He said it was very important to the IAEA to have a physical presence in the facility. He said six members of his team remained there. Two of those will remain until hostilities cease. Since August, there has been shelling in and around the plant, which has been occupied by Russian forces since early March. Both sides blame the other. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Moscow expects impartially from the UN inspectors. With the nuclear plant in a war zone, world leaders have expressed fears it would be damaged and result in a radiation disaster like the Ukraine Chernobyl plant incident in 1986. The EU has called for Russia to fully demilitarize the area around the plant. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Friday appointed a former president of Kyrgyzstan as his new special envoy for Afghanistan. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. judge on Friday unsealed a detailed list of government documents and other items seized from former U.S. President Donald Trump's Florida estate last month. The 8-page inventory does not describe the subjects of the seized materials, but it does confirm the Justice Department's assertion that highly classified government documents were intermixed with other items at the Trump residence in apparent violation of federal law. The FBI executed the August 8th search of Trump's property at Mar-a-Lago as part of a months-long investigation into how hundreds of classified government documents ended up there after Trump left office in January of 2021. Gunmen have killed at least 42 people in Ethiopia's Oromia region, and that's according to two residents on Friday who said that they helped to bury the bodies in mass graves. These would be the latest killings in the country's most populous region, where escalating violence has left hundreds dead. They said the victims were all Oromos and described the attackers as members of a volunteer militia known as Fano, mostly composed of ethnic. The clashes between the two, Ethiopia's two largest ethnic groups, have been rising in recent months. Oromia has experienced years of violence amid accusations of neglect by the federal government. At least eight migrants again were killed as dozens attempted a hazardous crossing of the Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, Texas, according to officials. U.S. Customs and Border Protection reported that it responded to the report on Thursday of a large crossing of the Mexican border. U.S. officials recovered six bodies, while Mexican teams recovered two others, again, according to a CBP statement. The Border Patrol said U.S. crews rescued 37 migrants from the river, detained 16 others, while Mexican officials took 39 migrants into custody. Officials on both sides of the border continue searching for any possible victims, according to the CPB. Former members of a sect-like Argentine group say women in the group are called geishas and slaves. Leaders of the group are accused of sexually exploiting women to lure wealthy and powerful men who could provide money and other benefits. One of the men was allegedly an opera star, Placido Domingo. A sprawling investigation has led to more than 20 members of the group being arrested and more sought, including six in the United States. While investigators in Argentina say Domingo was a consumer of prostitution, he is not accused of a crime. Prostitution is legal in Argentina. More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.